97.3, fourth one.
Now, Arlene, last night had to have words with herself, didn't you, Arlene?
Yeah, I did.
You called yourself...
A silly cow.
A silly cow.
Yep.
Okay, and you said, get a grip.
Yeah.
To yourself.
Yeah.
And it was all because you went to see The War Horse.
I did, at the Festival Theatre last
now,
night.
Now, this is a stage production.
It is a stage production.
It was a film a couple
of
years ago.
Then a film.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Now they've brought
now,
it
I've got a
stage.
Question for you.
Yes.
So this is on at the Festival Theatre, right?
Yes.
So how did they get the horse to act and be in the right places at the right time?
It's not a real horse, you muppet. It's a puppet. This is a puppet horse, and they've got a few of them, and they're controlled
oh,
by
is
three
it? Right.
men. And it's not, it doesn't have skin or hair.
I'm not
or,
being funny, know. I thought it was a real horse.
No. It's an actual puppet.
Oh, but I haven't seen the film, so
the
I don't
way
know.
It's carved and everything, it's in different pieces, but you are totally sucked in. It's like a real horse. It's absolutely superb.
Right, okay.
So the story in a nutshell.
Why did you have to give yourself words then? What was
the story
that
in a nutshell is a farm boy from Yorkshire. His horse, Joey, is sold to the war effort during World War One. He goes to war. His officer is killed in action. He's now left sort of hauling guns around no man's land for the Germans. Eventually, there's blood, destruction. He gets stuck in the middle of no man's land, caught in barbed wire.
What, this is the horse or
this
the gun?
This is the horse, right?
Yeah. Right?
Meanwhile, the boy has also gone to war. And so there's all this stuff. The Germans and the English sort of fight over the horse, and eventually the horse goes to this hospital where the boy is blinded by gas, tear gas, and the horse is about to be put down.
Oh, for goodness
and
sake.
The boy does a call and the horse comes to him. And I can't stop doing that again.
So you're in floods of tears and it's a puppet, Arlene.
I know. I'd say
really
to myself,
up.
For God's sake, get a grip, you silly, silly woman. It's a puppet.
It's a puppet. You were crying at this horse because the horse...
I wasn't the only one. People were sobbing around me. It was ridiculous.
But it's not a real
I
horse.
Know.
It's a collection of wooden bits with guys inside moving it about and stuff.
It was so good. It was so emotional and oh my word.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you need a hanky?
Oh. Honestly, it was so good. Standing ovation at the end, it was quite an amazing thing to see.
Right.
And the staging of it is just superb.
Yeah, I saw the poster. I drove past the Festival Theatre and I saw the poster and I saw the... Because it's like guys are kind of... It's not like a pantomime horse where one guy's the back end. And
no,
one
no,
guy's
no.
The front end, is it?
But it's the horse, the everything about it. And people ride them on the show. I mean, it's some puppet.
Well, that would bring a tear to the eye.
Fancy mounting it myself, honestly.
Boogie in the morning. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3.